Hello and everyone, welcome to the first episode of DK After Dark, taking you behind the artist, giving you a little insight on how the artist paved their path and helping you pave yours. So today, first episode, you know, we're starting off with a guest, pretty cool person in my opinion, and you know, I'm going to introduce her. So we got Gabby Sophia on.
Hey.
So why don't you give us a little bit of a backstory about yourself and, you know, kind of tell us what's going on.
Sure. My name is Gabby. I am currently in school, my senior year of college. Woohoo! I'm in Denver now. Used to go to North Dakota, and then that sucked. So I moved to Denver. Yay! It's so much better.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to graduate, too.
I can only imagine, like, the stress of being done with school is just, like, you just, like, get to actually work on, like, you know, like, it's a new stress because obviously you're out in the real world or whatever, but you get to do kind of whatever you want. So, obviously you went from, you know, North Dakota to Denver, so let's dive a little bit more into that, you know. So, before you decided that you were going to go down to Denver to pursue, what's your degree that you're pursuing actually right now in Denver?
Well, I have a double major in music business and recording arts.
Okay, so there we go. Going, like, big or go home, you know what I'm saying? So before you decided to, you know, transfer down to Denver to, you know, transfer into the more, like, recording, you know, mindset, I guess, what were you doing up in North Dakota?
I was undecided. Woo! I actually started in business administration, and I took a few classes there. It was fine, you know. It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but it also kind of was the worst thing in the world. And then my second semester, I switched to undecided because I knew that I was going to leave.
So you're basically like, I'm just going to try and get the most, like, did you do generals and stuff that semester pretty much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Second semester was completely generals.
Hey, at least you got those done. So, like, the business ones, like, what, like, made you realize you were like, I just don't want to do, like, business. Like, it's just not for me.
You know, I didn't take that many business-specific classes. I did take business math, which was basically calculus again. So I kind of had to retake that class. That was no fun. But it had so many business-y problems and questions. And I was like, that doesn't sound like what I want to do with my life right now.
Yep.
So let me just leave.
And you left, went down to Denver. So you've been down there for 3 years. And how would you say, like, you're enjoying the program down there?
You know, there's ups and downs, 100%. But definitely, like, 10 times better than in North Dakota.
Yeah.
So very, very happy with my decision.
Yeah. And I mean, like, there's a lot more, like, you can actually, like, meet people and, you know, network out there.
100%. Yeah, there's so many people that I've met that are also into music like I am. And it's so nice. I get to play in bands down there and woo.
So, like, what kind of bands are you playing down there?
You know, it's mostly, like, singer-songwritery. They're all for my friends. Mm-hmm. One of them is more like a pop rock thing, so we get to have some groovy times. One of them is country, which, of course, I love that. I'm a country girl. Yeah, so I'm playing bass for all of them. And then for a couple of them, I sing backup or sing harmonies, whatever. Let me think. Another one is more of a folky. I guess I kind of have a full range of genres down there.
You're just going all over the place, really multifaceted and just kind of like trying to stick your hands in as many cookie jars as possible. So to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love cookies, I guess.
I mean, who doesn't like a good cookie? Am I right?
Yeah. What's your favorite cookie?
Man, that's honestly a hard one. I would have to say like maybe like a peanut butter cookie.
Okay. Interesting. You're going to think I'm crazy, but oatmeal raisin.
You know, it's not that crazy. I've heard it before. And I can't even be that much of a hater because, like, I like oatmeal cookies and I like raisins. So, like, they can't
be that bad together. I love raisins. I am a raisin fanatic.
Really?
Let me tell you. I don't know what it is about them, but I guess I like grapes, too. So, it's like
it's literally a grape. Just like elevated grapes.
Yeah. Oh, they're so yummy. Now I want an oatmeal raisin cookie.
So you guys now know when you show up to Gabby's show, bring her some oatmeal raisin cookies or just, you know, regular raisins, you know.
Please do. I will love you forever.
Maybe some regular grapes too if you're
Ooh, that would be lovely. I mean a grape before a show. Yes, like, please. Good luck. Good it luck, is. Girl. That should be my new thing. Before every show, have to have like 3 grapes or something.
That would honestly be so good, though. Like, that'd be such like a... I mean, there's so many people that do like weird stuff, like, I don't know, like 20 jumping jacks. Like, mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah. But, or like take out all the red M&Ms. Yeah. Have you seen like the riders?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, no. Oh my gosh. It always just makes me wonder like how serious when like people write like, oh yeah, please all the M&Ms, but like no red ones, like you said. Like, how serious do they take that? Like,
it's, you know, crazy. They take it seriously.
I know, yeah.
But it's because they want to make sure people are reading their whole thing.
True.
Because if they are like, oh, we need this many microphones, we need it to be set in a cardioid, and, you know, things like that.
100%.
That are important, then they add a little something in there to make sure that they read it all and it will be done correctly.
True. So, before we dive into some new projects that you've been working on, I want to take us back a little bit. Kind of tell us a little bit, like, you know, what led you to, and obviously this can be like a pretty long answer because it's going to be over multiple years, but like kind of what led you to end up like on the path that you're on now? Because obviously like I know this, but the people listening don't know this, but you were on like kind of a completely different, whole different way of like what you were planning on doing.
Oh yes, absolutely. Okay, so when I was 6 years old, my parents put me in piano lessons.
Okay.
That was super cool and awesome. Then when I was 9, I think I started playing saxophone. And in fourth grade...
Wait, you were 9 when you started playing saxophone?
I think... Let me think. Yes, 9, because it was in fourth grade.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yes. A little tidbit of information for you there.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, so then in fourth grade, we had to write this play.
Okay.
It was just like a fun little activity. And then I was like, what if this was a musical?
Okay.
So then I wrote a song.
Okay.
And we all sang it. And it was, honestly, it was pretty good. I don't remember what it was, but I remember listening to it a while back and being like, that's actually not bad.
Really? Okay.
And then I kind of like set down my writing reins for a bit there. But that was my very first experience with like writing.
Okay.
Then throughout elementary and middle school, we did musicals every year. So that was in my head the whole time that I loved it.
So, but like every time that you did a musical, was there like kind of like this thought process running through your head? Like, this is like really like just like engrossing, you know, like you were just like stuck in it, like every time that you were doing it? Or was it like kind of just like, oh, this is fun, or like,
you know,
anything like that? Or
I don't think I had the mental capacity yet to be like, oh yes, this is what I'm doing.
That's fair.
Also, I have a terrible memory, so I don't remember what I felt in those moments.
That's
at all.
Awesome.
Yeah. What was I saying? I forget. Musicals.
We're talking
about
the musicals in elementary school. And you were kind of just talking about how you put down your songwriting reins and were,
yes,
kind of just going through the musicals.
All
and
right.
Elementary school.
Okay. So we did that. Uh-huh. We get to high school and I start playing guitar.
Okay.
And then how much of the lore do we want to get into? The first song that I like actually legitimately wrote, uh-huh, was after we broke up. Like, seriously, there was nothing until that point except for my little Lewis and Clark. That's what it was in fourth grade. It was about Lewis and Clark. It was pretty fun. Anyway, so yeah, end of sophomore year. I'm like, oh my goodness, this happened. It was nice. I was very nice to you in
that
song.
Wow, that's actually surprising because, you know, I wouldn't be mad if you ripped me apart. Like,
okay, I should have. No, it's fine. You weren't a bad person. So, like... Yeah, I think it's all good. Anyway, it was just like, wow, one day we took this chance. That's literally like the first line. Like, one day we took a chance. It was really funny. It was bad. It was really bad. Hey, I'll just
don't put
that out there.
Like,
we all have to start somewhere.
Hey, that's true.
And my first songs were very bad. Anyway, so yeah, that's kind of where the little earworm got in. I was like, ooh, yeah, songwriting. This sounds super fun.
Okay.
Then I wrote a little bit through junior year, not too much. And then COVID happened, right? Then I was alone for so much of the time. Mm-hmm. And that is when I like started going haywire, going crazy, writing so many songs. It was insanity, honestly. It was very cool, though.
Okay.
And that is when I felt like, wow, this is it. This is what I want to do for my life.
Okay.
Except. I was like, is this really, am I going to be able to make a living off of this? Yep. This doesn't make any sense.
I think all of us as like musicians, like 100%, like everybody feels that, you know, like everyone wants to be able to live off of it, but you know.
Yeah, it's definitely up in the air. You're taking a chance. Yep. You never know what's going to happen to you. Yep. It's as much as I hate to admit it, it takes a lot of luck. Having the right people hear you. So I decided I was gonna major in engineering. Mm-hmm. Probably mechanical engineering. I don't know for sure though, because then I switched to business at the last second.
So wait, hang on a second. We just gotta do a quick recap, okay? So we get to COVID, we're writing music, and you were like, you're feeling the connection to it and everything. And then I think, you know, everyone, we go through the phase and we're like, yeah, but can I actually do this? So then you're like, engineer.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only logical explanation, right?
It makes sense to me, honestly. And so we go from engineer, and then you said literally like the last second.
Yes. No. I mean, if you remember my senior year, I was like gung-ho. I was like, yes, I am doing engineering. Yep. And then I was applying to schools, and then I was kind of like, you know, maybe I should just do music. Maybe it'll work out for me. I'll do music business. Yep. Then, there was a lot of split-second decisions happening at this moment in my life, as you can tell.
As it does happen, honestly.
Yeah, so I was engineering. Okay. There was a moment of architecture.
I do remember that, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like architectural engineering, is that a thing?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like that was my thing. And then I don't know what I did.
You were just like business.
Yes. I was like music business. And then, well, if I go to NDSU, I get a scholarship. So let me just do business.
But it just.
No, it wasn't for me. Yeah. I'm like, if this is going to be the next 4 years of my life, and then I have to get a career in this, I am going to not have a good time ever.
You're
going
to lose your mind.
Yes.
Literally. Yeah.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah. So, did you do the thing? Because I went through this, like, before I switched my major fully to music. Like, did you, like, just start going only to, like, music classes and just, like, not going to any of your other classes? Or, like...
I didn't do that.
You because didn't do that?
I'm a little goody-two-shoes.
Man. Yeah,
sorry to disappoint.
I wish I could say that. I could make it through, but... So, you got through that semester, transferred down Denver.
Yep.
So, now, let's kind of come back to the present a little bit.
All right, here we are.
All right. So, tell us a little bit, like, kind of what you're working on now, like, what you're doing, you know, like, talk about your projects that you've got coming up, what you have got out, and, you know, everything.
Sure. Okay. So, I think I have 5 songs out.
Okay.
It's hard to remember because, I don't know, I don't have a reason. It's only 5. I feel like I should be able to count to 5.
musicians can only count to 4, so.
Wait, that's so true. Exactly. Okay, I don't feel as bad anymore. So, I have 5 songs out. One of them was released a tiny bit over a month ago. I think it was April 26th. Mm-hmm. That's not important, but we'll pretend that it is. April 26th. It was called Older All the Time, and it's about how I am afraid of getting older, and if I was able to stop, then I would. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that, you know, definitely a fear of mine, getting older, as you can probably tell. The one before that was also about how I don't want to grow up.
Yep. Before you move on to your next song, tell me a little bit, like, what, like, made you, like, write the song? Like, kind of what, like, was your, like, process behind writing the song? Like, you know, did you have like a melody, a chord structure in mind when you were writing it, or did you kind of just like let it out?
My process of writing songs in general,
okay,
I'm very much a melody person first.
Okay.
I'm okay with lyrics. It always ends up being good to my ears. Mm. But I'm definitely a melody and chords first.
Okay.
So that's where I start.
Do you, like, when you make your, like, melody, do you, like, I guess you start with, like, a key in mind or anything like that? Or do you kind of just, like, have a melody in your head and then you start formulating, like, the song?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's that's like, definitely the one.
Okay.
I will literally, like, something will pop into my head in the car and I'm like, oh, my goodness, voice memo, voice memo. I need it.
Yep.
Then I'll, like, listen back and be like, oh, yeah, that's the one. And then try and find chords that fit around that.
Okay.
Something I do is I have a notes folder on my phone called Just Words. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's literally just a single word. Then I'm like, ooh, this would be a fun word to put in a song.
Yep.
Sometimes it's more of an idea. I'll write a paragraph sometimes and be like, yes, this is the next topic of my song. So then once I have my melody and my chords, I go into my Just Words folder. And I'm like, what fits the vibe of this? Let me see here. And I pick one. And I'm like, okay. This line, I'm using this line, and just start formulating ideas around that specific line. Sometimes it ends up terrible, but sometimes it ends up very nice.
Do you, like when you write too, do you like to stay like within like a certain like song form or structure? Like, do you like to do like an ABAB or like ABBA or just kind of like more of I'm gonna write whatever and kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Form it is, it's just whatever, you know?
I feel like I'm definitely more of a whatever person. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes I don't have anything else to write.
Yeah.
So it's just like verse, chorus, and that's the entire song.
Yep.
I love a good bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not super great at writing them because I feel like it has to be monumental. It needs to be fabulous.
I understand that, yeah.
And, you know, it just doesn't work out for me a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just whatever my brain and my mouth and my fingers happen to play / sing / write.
So, I mean, like, I think that's, like, one of the most important things, like, in songwriting is kind of just, like, letting yourself, because I feel like a lot of people do try and stick within, like, oh, I need to get, like, I need this really famous hook or whatever, so, like, that it's going to blow up. And I feel like a lot of people spend a lot of time on that versus, like, actually, you know, just, like,
letting
themselves be able to, like, put down what they're actually feeling.
Oh, yeah. Paper, definitely know? Recommend just, like, letting yourself go however you want to.
Okay.
Even if it ends up being, like, a 6-minute song.
Yeah.
At least it's what you were feeling in the moment.
That's true. 100%.
A lot of times you'll, like, hear the hooks on TikTok or Instagram, whatever, and they'll be, wow, this is so great. And then you listen to the rest of the song and you're like, it's all right. I mean, I like it. Definitely this part was better.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I feel like there's not a huge purpose to doing that. But, you know, you do your thing.
I mean, like, I think, like you're saying, like, it's just, like, so, like, everyone is expecting to get, like, everything within like 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And if they don't get it within that 15 seconds, it's like,
The attention span.
Yeah, it's bad.
I already had a bad attention span in the first place, and now it's like 30 second videos, and I'm like, I have to watch them on 2x speed, even if it's a song. Oh, it's gotten so bad. Right. I'm like, oh, I really want to listen to this. It'll be someone that has incredible lyricism, and I'll be like, oh, yes, I need to listen to this. But my brain is going at a million miles a second.
Yep.
So I'm like, 2x speed. Let me just hear what they have to say quick.
I honestly understand that, though, because, like, in like, watching, like, long-form content, like, on YouTube and stuff, like, I will be very skimmy on the, like, I want to hear what I want to hear, like, in that moment. But, you know, like, I think that, like, as, you know, transitioning away from being like thinking as artists but thinking more as consumers, like, I think that's, like, you know, unfortunately one thing that I guess you do have to think about is like how the content is being consumed, but like,
right, yeah, in our day, it's a lot of you need to grab someone's attention in 2 seconds. Yep. Otherwise they're gone.
Yep. 100%. So you kind of like chord wise you just you know, go around the melody and stuff. And then, like building the arrangement other than that, like, do you kind of, like, just think sonically, like, what needs to be, like, filled out? Or yeah. Have, like, a...
Like, once I'm done with a song, mm-hmm. I have all the lyrics, I have melody and chords. Mm-hmm. If I'm, like, putting it into a DAW, just kind of, I'm hearing strings here.
Yep.
And putting those in, there's not really anything that I tend to gravitate toward. Okay, that's a lie. I love strings. I'm a sucker for strings, even if they're fake.
Really?
I love them. Yeah.
What's your favorite, like, string to use, like, in your songs?
That is a very good question. I think just all of them.
Really?
Like a string quartet or something where that's I can fair. Do the chords and everything. I have this little plugin thing. I think it's called Labs. It was free.
Oh, I think I know what you're, yeah. know what you're talking about.
It's very nice. It just sounds great. And it's a little string section. Yeah, and it's really pretty.
So
and
if you
I
guys
want to
pick up a cool string plugin, there you go.
It's free. Get it.
Guys, seriously, you do not underestimate the free plugins. I'm like,
no, everyone's always like, oh, free, it must be bad. Not necessarily. There are some good ones.
There are. And, I mean, I don't know if, like, as far as purchasing plugins you felt, but, like, plugins are so expensive, so anything that you can get for free is, like, genuinely, like, use it as much as possible.
Yeah, they're so expensive, and, like, you read the reviews, which one is the best here, but it's still a toss-up. Am I going to spend $100 here, and then it's going to be bad?
Yep.
That's such a waste. Yep. So I'm always so scared. I don't know that I've actually purchased one.
Really?
No.
I have spent way too much money on plugins.
Then that is why I haven't. What if I spend too much and then I don't use them?
You just have to.
I know. I need to do it.
It's an addiction. But once you start going, you're not going to stop. Like, that's the problem.
My addiction is buying instruments for sure.
I felt that 100%. I just bought a new MIDI keyboard.
Nice. Yeah. I need to buy a 5-string bass. How can I consider myself a bass player if I only play 4-string?
I need to learn the bass, honestly. Like,
I think I have one here. Do you want it?
Oh, guys. Bass time.
Yeah, taking a break.
So, okay, well, let me think what else. So, other, like, is there, like, kind of, like, any other things, like, with that song that you had, like, in mind going into it or anything? Or, like, obviously, you know, you said it was about, you know, like, being scared of growing older. So, like, that's obviously the theme of the song and, you know, kind of, like, what it's conveying. But, like, did you, like, for the lyrics of that one, like, specifically, did you just, like... Did you just have those ones, or
yeah.
was that one just, like, okay?
It really just came out of me. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was a bit of word vomit, and then just fine-tuning it. Sometimes songs will come to me, like, incredibly fast.
Yep.
I think it was just on my mind, so it just happened really fast.
Okay. That, it was just something that needed to be said, and you said it.
Absolutely.
I 100% understand that. Okay, so that's your most recent one.
Yes.
Keep going. Let's keep going. So what's the next song that we want to talk about?
Ooh, I don't even know. Okay, so last year, mm-hmm. I was, like, not dating this guy, but, like, we were talking, I guess, kind of.
Yep.
And then it was very obvious to everyone else that we were together in some way.
Yep.
And then he asked for my best friend.
That is why men suck.
Yeah, ew, get rid of him. Just kidding, I love my boyfriend. anyway, yeah, so he, like, broke things off by asking out my best friend, and she was a great person,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, ew, no thank you. It was so pushy.
Respect.
He was like, yeah,
your best friend.
Don't worry, I got it. Like, he's so pushy, yeah.
Yeah,
no, and he was like, oh, but I'm interested. And she's like, I'm not. And he said, well, but I'm interested. So what do you like to do? That was literally, like, word for word. It was really weird.
Oh, that's so
anyway, so I wrote, like, I counted them. I think it was 31 songs about it.
Wow.
It was insane.
You really had a lot to say about that.
I mean, same topic, of course, mm-hmm. but yeah. So I think my next project is going to be a compilation of those. I was going to do an EP. It might turn into an album because there's so many. I don't know how I'm supposed to choose.
Hey, all I'm saying is, honestly, and you can have multiple albums. So yeah,
I know.
I mean, think about what Taylor Swift does. Let's be real.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll do a double album. There that is the move. I mean, 31 songs. That's perfect.
That is. Isn't that? Like four albums. With that, like, seriously,
I suppose technically,
I guess
but
depends how long the songs are, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, like, if they're like 2.5 minutes.
Oh, no, each, no, I write long songs,
that's true. So, if they're like 4 minutes, hey, you could write that, might be 8 albums.
That would be crazy.
Catch up to Taylor's discography real quick.
Yeah, yeah. In the next 3 months, all of a sudden, I have 8 albums out.
Honestly, though, that would be so cool.
That would be awesome. Cool. And then I would have things for people to listen to mm-hmm. instead of my 5 songs that I wrote when I was 17.
Yeah. That would be a lot, though, to do, like, 4 albums, like, 100%, like, finish. Like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not going to happen. Yeah. But it would be cool. It's nice to think about.
What is your opinion now, like, on singles versus albums, like, as an artist? Because, like, and, like, I've talked about this, like, in our school a lot is, I guess, like, I feel like the art of the album has been, like, lost in, like, the age that we're in now. I feel like mm-hmm. it's, like, if you make an album, you're, like, making a statement and, like, because, like, everyone's releasing singles, you know?
I love albums. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite thing ever because when I find an artist that I love,
yep.
I can just listen to the entire album. Actually, on the plane here, I listened to 4 albums.
Wow.
Like, just all the way through.
One artist or multiple artists?
Multiple artists. Okay. 4 different artists.
What albums?
Oh, okay. I don't know the titles of them.
No.
It was Tiny Habits. I love Tiny Habits. Okay. That's one of my favorite bands at the moment. I'm going to butcher this name. I don't know. Joy Olakudan, I okay. think. That's probably wrong. I feel so bad. Tristan, no last name.
Okay.
Fabulous. And then Ryan Beatty.
Ooh, okay.
Loved all of them.
So
like,
nice
seriously.
Mix of things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They were just wonderful. And if they had just been singles, where would I have gone?
That's true, honestly.
You know?
That's, like, how I feel, like, in listening to singles, too, because... I mean, that's kind of what everyone's going for, but, like, I'll find someone that I like, and, like, I listen to their singles, and it's like, okay, but there's nothing else. Mm-hmm. Like, I need more.
I definitely feel that way about, like, my friend's music, too. Oh, that sounds great. Let me listen to more. And then they only have 1 song out.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult to start to finish for just one song.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Is so much work. And then once I'm done with it, I'm like, ooh, I need people to listen to this right now.
Yep.
And I don't have the patience to wait for an EP or an album or just some project that's more than 1 song.
No, seriously. And, like, the thing is, too, is in writing an album, because, like, it all has to be, like, so cohesive, I feel like it's, like, I don't want to say limiting in a way, but in a way it kind of is, you know, because, like, you have to stay within, like,
sure.
certain bounds. You
know? I mean, you could have one and call it hodgepodge.
Yeah, that's true, honestly.
That's your next album.
Literally just, like, I'm going to, every single song, though, is going to be a different genre of music.
Like, that would be the coolest thing ever. I would love to do something like that.
Honestly, I feel like there's, I feel like I've heard of, like, someone who has done that.
Oh, I'm sure it's been done before. Jake probably Potter. Multiple times. No, it is, it's different genres, but there's always, you can tell it's him, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah,
just
yeah.
an aspect that's like, oh, yeah, Jacob Collier right there.
That's true. Yeah, it's like, oh, there's 14 notes in this chord.
I wonder who that was.
Yeah, I think that might be Jacob. Okay, so, wait, we kind of got sidetracked, but that's okay.
It was about the albums.
Yeah, we were about the albums. Okay, so wait. We were talking about the next song that you had.
Oh, yes. Yeah, about that guy. Ew.
Yep.
Get rid of him.
Ew.
Just kidding. Honestly, we're cool. Like, he's fine. He's not a terrible person.
He just did terrible things.
Yeah, just like in that moment, he was not the nicest. Yeah. But perhaps I was too into it. Maybe it wasn't a thing. It was a thing. It was definitely a thing.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short. I think he is, I think he was being an L person in that moment.
Possibly.
Okay, so we got that song. All right, let's go back. Next song.
Oh, we're going back? Oh, okay. I see. well, I think this summer, me and one of my friends are just going to record a crap ton of music.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot. And just see what we want to put in an album, put it in an EP, and then get it done, you know? So I think that's probably going to be most of those songs.
Okay.
Other songs I've written recently, I don't know. I haven't been writing as much as I would like to because school has just been kicking my booty.
I feel that 100%.
It's just, oh man, it's a lot. And then working at the same time and trying to balance, work-life balance.
There's no balance.
No, it's just like 100%
yep.
work and school, and then, okay, 98%, and then 2% sleep.
Yeah, exactly. and then you squeeze in the social hours wherever you can possibly to not go crazy.
If there's a 5-minute break somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, crazy. Anyway, so I haven't written a whole lot recently. Mm-hmm. I finally wrote like a couple of love songs.
Ooh.
I know, me being sad girl Gabby all the time, it's crazy to actually have a couple that are not sad. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll happen at some point.
How does that
we'll
feel,
see.
Like, now that you've
I don't know. It's a weird feeling. I think it's good. I haven't quite processed it yet. Mm-hmm. I think it's good, though, because it's, like, actual feelings, you know? It's not me making up scenarios in my head, which is what I did when I started writing a lot. Now I have actual experiences. That's why there were 31 songs.
I'm
like,
that's
ooh,
true.
An experience. I don't have to write about other people.
once you have that, like, I feel like it's a perspective. Like, you just get it, and it's, like, it's like two different people writing. Mm-hmm. Like if you like saw work that you did before versus now, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Sometimes I'll just go back and play through my old stuff and I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see the influence of like something that happened to one of my friends.
Yep.
It definitely, that was my main source of inspiration. Like, tell me a story. What happened to you? Yep. Ooh, let me write a song about that.
And the crazy thing is I actually hear that happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will hear, like, something from someone else. Or, I mean, like you said, they'll put themselves, like, in the shoes in a situation, you know, to write about that. And, like, I think if you get, like, stuck, like, as a writer... And I don't know if you have, like, anything that you wanted to add to this, too. But, like, I think it's just, like, important to go, like, find something that you can, like, draw from. Even if it's, like, as simple as, like, I don't know. Like, you're walking through Walmart and you see, like, a stupid quote on a sign. Like, even if you, like, sometimes it's just, like, putting something down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
One of my favorite songwriters, her name's Haley Joel.
Okay.
Something that she did is, I think it was about The Bachelor.
Okay.
They, like, said a line, something about emergency contact.
Okay.
That's what the song is called. And I was like, oh, wow, that's so smart. Like, if I have no inspiration, I'll just watch a show and be like, ooh, what's happening in here?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's, I've definitely done a few songs that are like that.
Uh-huh.
I wrote a song about Gilmore Girls.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I think it was about Rory and Jess. If there's any fans of Gilmore Girls, you know what I'm talking about.
Have you like ever just like written like have you ever just like come up with like one word and like written an entire song off that? Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Here, ooh, going into another story.
Okay.
Ooh, fun times. One of my friends introduced me to free writing.
Okay.
And just like random word generator.
Oh, yeah.
And you pick a word and then you have to write about it for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're writing nothing, you're still writing. Be like, I don't know what to write. I don't know where to write. And then eventually you get something out of it. I think the word was knit.
Oh.
And then I got something really good out of it because I just, like, was like, oh, crochet, yarn, held together, and just, like, I don't know.
You just start, like, picking. You just start finding analogies mm-hmm. to relate to what you're talking about mm-hmm. that, like, gives you something to build from.
And then, like, an analogy from the analogy. Yep. And then eventually it's like, I don't know how this relates to yarn, mm-hmm. but it we does. Got there.
Yeah. I think, like, one of the things for me, like, as I kind of, like, started to mature, like, in my songwriting and, like, I guess, like, just in my art in general is, like, the biggest tip that helped me, honestly, is, like, because when I was writing before, I felt like I would just, like, tell everybody what, like, they were supposed to be feeling. But, like, it's really important that, like, you're really, like, telling this, or you're building the story in a way that they're actually feeling it, and you're not just having to
spell it out word for word.
Because if you're doing that, like, it just as a listener, it just gets boring and repetitive. Like, I mean, like, obviously, like, there are songs where, like, it's more direct, well, like, mm-hmm.
and that's, but sometimes it's good to leave it up to interpretation. Yeah. So maybe more people can relate to it.
Exactly.
Sometimes I have hyper-specific scenarios, and I'm like, I mean, it's still fun to listen to those, but it's harder to be like, oh, yeah, I've experienced that too. Yep. But not like 8:32 in the morning is when somebody texted me this, and it made me feel really sad because we had just gone to this specific place. Mm-hmm. Crazy. But I do that. I am guilty of that. So I can't be too upset about it. Writing things that are not so specific.
Oh, yes. What I was going to say in that is I think that it's, like, okay to, like, you don't obviously have to write every song for everybody. Like, that's not mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, some songs are just for me. Yeah, and exactly. If people happen to enjoy it, that's great.
Yeah. Because, like, I think the thing is, too, in that, like, even in writing a song that, like you said, it's for yourself, somebody is most likely going to find, like, something in that they're going to, like, understand. You know what I mean? Like, there's never, like, as long as it's not, like, you know, like, I went to outer space and, like, something, like, crazy like that. Or, like, I feel like no matter what, like, most people can relate, like, to most things on, like, a kind of, like, even on a surface level, you know, like, mm-hmm. obviously.
There's another writer. She is absolutely incredible. Her name's Jensen McRae. Okay. She has a song called White Boy. Ooh. And it's about, like, struggles being a woman of color. Mm. Obviously, I am not a woman of color. But I feel like I can draw parallels to my life in some ways. You know, some things, obviously, I will never understand. But something like that is, like, it is very specific to her experiences, mm-hmm. but I can still very much appreciate the song.
Yeah, because you can, like, even if you're not necessarily, like you said, going through the exact same circumstances, you understand the feelings that she is feeling from those circumstances.
Right, you know? Exactly.
It's like putting yourself in someone else's shoes, you know? So, do you have, like, any plans? Because obviously, you know, you're talking about, like, recording, you know, some new stuff, and you've got some stuff out right now. So, like, do you have any plans on possibly, like, looking at doing, like, a little tour or anything like that? Like, when you have, like, a little more music out?
I mean, that would be lovely. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe around the Denver area. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, hotels and gas and 100%. Everything costs money. Yep. But if I did, you know, Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Boulder, mm-hmm. that'd be cute, a little tour.
Yeah.
I've never performed for myself, though. I've only ever done it with other people. But I don't know. I have people that would come support me, mm-hmm. I think. I hope.
You hope so, right?
No, there's definitely at least two people.
I have to ask, because I don't know, like, because, you know, you were saying, like, you haven't, like, had to perform for yourself, like, mm-hmm. a whole bunch. Like, I don't know, because I just got, like, so, like, I don't want to say, like, jaded or, like, necessarily, like, I don't know. But, like, I got, like, burnt out of having to do, like, other people's things. Yeah. Like, do you feel that way ever? Or, like...
You know, most of the time I don't. I love playing in any way, really. However, the end of this school year, I was playing for a lot of junior and senior recitals.
Oh, gosh.
And it was just so much music to learn because it was a lot of, like, songwriting ones.
Yep.
They're majoring in songwriting, so it's all of their songs. Yep. It's not ones that I've heard before, or if I have, it's not ones that I've, like, played, you know, known the chord progressions and everything. So I definitely got burnt out there trying to still do school and work and then learn these, like, I don't know, 80 songs that I didn't know for other people. But the majority of the time, I think I'm, I don't know, I love playing for other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think, like when you play with people, do you, like, really, like, obviously, like, you don't necessarily have to get something out of it. Like, that's not what I'm trying to say. But, like, do you, like, do you feel like it's, like, a good, like, connection and, like, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean. I feel like it'd be better if it was just me.
Yeah.
It's still nice to see, like, artists supporting artists.
Yep.
You know, everyone from school coming out to the shows. Not for me, but I still get some
recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, there I am, and here are these people watching me. So that's very cool. I feel like I lost my train of thought there. That's what I say after everything. That's very cool.
I do. I have a couple things that I say, like, whenever I forget. I can't tell you what they are off the top of my head, but, like, everyone always points out, they're like, did you just, like, lose what you were talking about? Yeah, man, I don't know.
Or, like, you'll be telling a story, and then all of a sudden it's gone in the middle of me, like, oh, yeah, one day I went to...
I'm not sure, actually.
Exactly.
Okay, so one thing I want to, like, talk about to the audience a little bit is obviously because, like, you released music. So, like,
correct.
Talk about, like, a little bit, like, because, I mean, I don't think, like, necessarily at this point, like, it's not, like, hard to understand. I just feel like people don't know, if that makes sense. Like,
know, like, how to release music?
Yeah, like, I just feel like they don't know.
Yeah, so you use a distributor, right? I use DistroKid. Mm-hmm. There's CD Baby. There's TuneCore. There's a bunch of different ones that you can use. I don't have a specific reason for picking DistroKid, but it happened, and now I just use it all the time.
Yep.
So you just upload your master, or if you didn't master it, your mix, or if you didn't mix it, you should probably think about doing that.
Yeah. At least mix it.
Yeah. So you upload that, and you upload your album artwork, and then there's a bunch of little boxes that you can click on where you want it to be distributed to, like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and then a bunch of tiny things too. I have all of them clicked, and maybe I should think about not doing that, but I don't know. What's the worst that can happen, right?
True. Yeah.
Probably something bad, but let's not think about that.
Nah, I can't be that bad, right?
Yeah. Then if it's your first time uploading, it'll create accounts for you, or, like, artist pages on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere, every streaming service. If you have released it before, you should make sure that it is connected to the right account, because I have had other people's music end up on mine.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, oh no, I feel so bad for them, because it's like, I don't know.
How does that happen? Like,
I really don't know. It's just,
that's strange.
Maybe it was their first time releasing a song, and they were like, oh, we have a Gabby Sophia already. That must be you.
Oh,
and they just,
I see,
like, didn't click that it wasn't them. So make sure you click on, I don't know if you click or unclick.
Okay.
But you want your music to be on your page so you can get credit for it. That's definitely more fun, I guess.
And you can actually get paid, you know, what little the streaming
service. Yeah, the 2 cents.
Yeah.
You need 1,000 streams on Spotify now. Ew.
Well, that's right, because they changed it, right?
Mm. Yeah. Ugh, that's so dumb.
The other thing I wanted to say, or I wanted to ask, I guess, too, is when you create your, like, when you release your music, and all the artist profiles are all verified, too. Like, you don't need to go through, like, an independent verification process or anything.
Right.
Okay.
At least through DistroKid. I guess I don't know about the other ones.
Yeah.
But my accounts are all verified. Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
And the nice thing about DistroKid and compared to, like, I think it's CD Baby, DistroKid, like, you pay one subscription for the year and mm-hmm. you're good. Like, that's it. But, and you can release as much music as you want. Like, it depends on what plan you have, but, like, because, like, one of them is, like, you can't release it when you want, and then the other one's, yeah. like, you can release it when
the
you
original,
want.
The original, or, like, the lowest tier yeah. is, I think it's $19.95 a month. Mm. Or, not a month, a year. It's yeah. a year. I meant a year.
Which is pretty good, honestly. Like,
yeah. But if you go to release something, it, like, does it immediately.
Yeah.
Theoretically, quote-unquote, immediately. Yeah. It's, it'll put it on YouTube immediately, but it'll take an unspecified amount of time to get to other streaming services, depending on their processing time.
Mm, okay.
Then the next tier. Next tier, I think you get up to, I'm totally going to be wrong.
I think it's two artists.
Is it two? It. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so then if you have an alter ego, you can release music under another name, or you can just, true. I don't know, have your band on your that's personal true. DistroKid, too. Then you have to worry about distributing royalties, but...
I think there's actually might be a setting in there that lets you do it.
There is one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have to have a DistroKid account.
That's the mm-hmm. problem. That's, like, for releasing, like, music, collecting your royalties off of your, the masters, like, mm-hmm. that are uploaded. So the other thing is when you're, like, dealing with a recording, there's actually two things that you get money from, so... The masters, you get one, and then you get, like, your songwriting and stuff. So, do mm-hmm. you use, for that, you use a separate service. And
right.
then, do you use, I know there's, like, ASCAP, BMI, and I don't remember the
CSAC.
Other one. CSAC. Which one yeah. do you use?
I use BMI.
Okay.
I would recommend ASCAP.
Okay.
It's just, like, a more user-friendly interface, I guess. Like, the website is just a lot easier to navigate. I use BMI. CSAC, you have to have somebody invite you to the okay. service, which isn't too hard. You know, most people, if you just ask them, they'll be like, oh, sure, why not? But it's a little bit more difficult. ASCAP and BMI, you can just sign up for right okay. away.
And so how it works, basically, so DistroKid is half of, like, collecting half your royalties on the masters, like the actual, like, sound recordings. And then that other program, the ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC, they get your, I think it's if people do covers of your songs, like your, if people perform it, and I don't know what
I don't know
one
for
is.
Sure what it is. It's a PRO, Performing Rights Organization, yep. so it's got to be performances.
The other thing is, like when you sign up for one of those two, is you can like get a lot of, there's a lot of networking information a lot of time in them, like, because they try and help you out, like, you know, as much as they can, I guess. But, so, if, you know, you're looking for where you want to get, you know, your royalties collected, you gotta go to, you know, those, you need both, you know, either DistroKid, CD Baby, TuneCore, and then you need to get a PRO, like, sign up for one of those.
Right.
For them to collect your royalties for you, like, whenever your music is used. And I think, like, I want to say if it's, like, in film and television, I think they take care of that, too.
There's also the MLC, Mechanical Licensing Collective.
Yes, that's right.
That is for non-interactive streaming. Mm-hmm. So Spotify is interactive because, well... a paid account on Spotify is interactive because you like choose exactly what you want to listen to.
Okay.
A free subscription to Spotify, you know, it like shuffles everything. Yep. I believe that's considered non-interactive.
Okay.
But for sure, like Pandora or like Sirius XM,
okay.
like that's non-interactive okay. streaming.
So basically, and like radio almost.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Radio play is through a PRO, though.
Okay.
I think. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Right, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
Just, like, have false information on your podcast.
Guys, I will say
it. Take it with a grain of salt.
Take it with a grain of salt. Like, obviously, we're both going into the industry, and, like, we've kind of been, like, working in the music industry. But you know what? Everyone is learning.
It's hard to remember everything and 100%. Keep it straight.
Yeah.
They're so close to each other.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so this one stands for this, and it's like one letter changes, and it's like the whole thing is like an entirely different meaning. Like, it doesn't even have anything to do with, like, mm-hmm. music or anything. It's like, all right then, cool.
Yeah. Another thing with the MLC is if you're not signed up yet, it gives you royalties up to 5 years past. Oh, so, like, if you sign up for BMI now, you've already released stuff, you're just out of luck.
Yep.
But if you sign up for the MLC, you can collect your past royalties up to 5 years. Mm-hmm. That was great news for me. I didn't sign up until about a year ago. And, you know, I released Fairy Tales in 2021.
Yep.
So I got, like, 2 years past. It was wonderful news, honestly. It was kind of good, yeah.
Okay, okay. I think before, because we got to talk about Fairy Tales, copywriting your music.
Oh, yeah.
So, tell us, like, a little bit about the process of, like, going through that, because the U.S. Copyright Office is kind of a pain.
It really is, and they also make you change your password every, I think it's 2 months, honestly.
That's insane.
I don't remember what password I used. Sorry, I have to go through the whole forgot my password thing every time.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's also expensive.
Yep.
You know, it's cheaper if you do, like, a body of works.
Yep.
If you do, like, 10 songs at a time or something. Mm-hmm. Individual songs. I don't know how much it is now.
I looked, and so there's, like, two different, because you can, like you said, you can do, like, a bunch of works, and I think that one is, like 10 for, like $300, $250 or something like that.
Yeah, crazy.
But if you don't, if you're, okay, there's one thing. That if you're worried about, like, your music getting stolen by, like, people that you're working with, like, not necessarily, like, you releasing it, you can actually also register unreleased works for a cheaper price. I think it's, like, $10 for $40.
I actually did not know that.
Yep. Yeah, and so it's, like, it's way cheaper, like, to do that. But, yeah, no, otherwise, it's, like, $50 a song almost or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
But
it's gone up in price. I think it used to be, actually, I'm not going to say what I think it used to be because I'm wrong.
Like, I just don't want to be wrong.
Yeah. Exactly.
The thing you have to, when you copyright a song too, you'll actually get two copyrights. Like, you get the copyrights for the masters?
I think so. For the master and then for the song and lyrics or for, I don't.
It's like the sound.
Sound recording.
Sound recording, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you have the, like, if you had the copyright for, like, the sound recording, you technically own the released song, but if I re-recorded it, the same song, like, completely re-recorded it, then that's what Taylor Swift did.
Mm-hmm.
With her, like, I didn't know that she did that, actually. When I found out, I was like, that's crazy.
Where have you been?
I don't listen to Taylor Swift, honestly. It's kind of embarrassing.
I listened to the first couple. The country albums.
Yeah, I was going to say, I listened to Taylor Swift when she was, like, country, not when she was pop. Like, way back in the day.
I love that country stuff. It's so good.
I haven't listened to country music in so long, honestly.
You should start.
It's because I haven't listened, like, I just don't like new country music.
It's definitely, 90s country is where it's at.
Yeah.
There's definitely some problematic things in some of the songs, though.
I mean, let's be real. I feel like there's a lot of songs that say problematic things. So
true.
It's just kind of like how it goes, honestly. All right. And let's talk about Fairy Tales.
Fairy Tales. Ooh.
All right. So, just, like, give us a lowdown, like, kind of, like, like, from the conception of the song to you, like, putting it out to, like, you know, like,
Absolutely.
That's what happened. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. So, in November of 2020,
yep.
I wrote what I was feeling was the best song that I had ever written.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, this is so good. I loved it so much. I was like, this is the one. This is the one. So, I had one of our mutual friends
yep.
comment on one of my TikToks. This is like exposing the dealings of music people. I was like, you need to comment and ask me to write a song about this.
Okay.
Because that's how people are more interested. They're like, wow,
true,
they
true.
Just wrote this song.
Yep.
Even though I asked them to say that. That's definitely happened for multiple songs.
So if you're ever wondering, guys, yeah. how the songs
did
go.
Did you see in like the ABCDEFU song?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, there was like an executive person like on the label that commented, write a song using the
no
ABCs
way.
And then they like deactivated their account or something. It was a whole thing.
Yo.
It was crazy. And everyone was so mad about it, and I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't tell people that I did that too. It's different though. I'm an independent
I mean,
artist.
The thing
I'm
is,
very small. It was my friend.
Exactly. You didn't have a label executive
no
comment on your TikTok.
Yeah.
So
I hope it's okay. Please forgive me.
I think it's fine.
Okay. Amazing news. Anyway, so they commented that, and then I replied to the comment with a video of Fairy Tales, and it was like January something, 31st, something like that.
Yep.
28th. I feel like it was the 28th.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels correct.
Okay.
Anyway, and then it like blew up. Like,
so like
I woke up the next morning mm-hmm. and it was at like 150,000 views. And I was like, oh my goodness, I've
yep.
never had a song do this before.
Yep.
And then it got to like 3 million views. Like, it just kept going and going. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire. That is insanity.
How did it feel like having that song like blow up like that? Like, how did that feel?
I mean, it felt fantastic. It also felt unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it actually happened. It was just a figment of my imagination. I still can't believe it. I still get streams.
Yep.
It's crazy. So that was, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just really crazy.
It's understandable.
Anyway, honestly. January 28th, right?
January 28th.
Then I record that. I get it done. It's released on February 19th. That's an insane turnaround. Nobody ever does it that fast. I really shouldn't have. I didn't mix it. I didn't master. I guess I kind of mixed it, mm-hmm. like a rough mix, but I certainly didn't master it.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to. I didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, let's be real. I didn't even know like the difference between mixing and mastering until like I took like a full dedicated class just for mastering, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh. Okay, so that's why it's different. Okay, it makes sense now. It's like, it's weird.
It is.
So you literally just went, wrote the song, recorded it, like did a rough mix of it,
mm-hmm.
put it out in the world.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then that too blew up. It was crazy. I think I, like, in the first two weeks, I had 99,000 streams.
Wow.
And that, I remember telling telling my friends, and then they were like, oh, music teacher, look at this. She has this many streams. And we're all just, like, freaking out because, I don't know, no one in our school had ever, I don't think anyone released anything, like,
no, I don't think
just,
so.
Like, SoundCloud and that sort of thing. You.
No offense. I did not release anything on SoundCloud, luckily. Man, if I did, I would cry.
Oh, dear.
Like, no offense, guys, but if you, like, just get your music out on a, like, an actual streaming service, like.
Wow. I can't believe you just said that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to be mean to SoundCloud, but.
No. I feel like it feels a lot more rewarding to release it on something like Spotify or Apple
yeah.
Music.
It does.
It's just like, wow, I did that.
Because it's like, it doesn't really, it's not necessarily like hard. It just takes like, you just have to do like a little bit extra
mm-hmm.
to get it
there.
There's
definitely a lot of steps
yeah.
to make sure that it's done correctly. Mm-hmm. Like the copyright. You don't have
yeah.
to get one. It's definitely good to do it,
but
though.
if your song gets stolen and you don't have it copyrighted,
very true,
you have nothing that you can say about it.
Yeah. And poor man's copyright. Good luck with that.
That doesn't work. Someone told me about that, and I was like, I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, no, you just, like, write something down.
Yep.
Like, your name and the song and the date, and then you mail it to yourself.
And just don't open it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. I mean, I get it, but, like...
I mean, it is, it's something. Like, if you go to a court case, you have something. It's better than nothing. But yep. Definitely copyright it. Yep. Actually do it.
100%. Gosh, I'm trying to think. So, like, after Fairy Tales, were you kind of, like, that kind of, like, galvanize, like, what you wanted to do in any way or, like, anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, that was my senior year. Mm-hmm. I had already committed to going to NDSU. So I couldn't change it at that point. But that might have been the, like, switch in my mind. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you're not going to stay there.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Yeah.
So, like, basically from that moment on, you were like, I think this is just, like, what I need to kind of do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I had felt that before. But then in that moment, I was like, this is 100%. Maybe I was only 90% before. Mm-hmm. Then it was 100.
That's so amazing, honestly. So, like, since you're doing music business in school, too, do you have, like, because obviously you're an independent artist, too, but, like, do you have, like, are you planning on doing, like, any, like production, like, and having, like, a production company and producing for other people, like, and doing, like...
What I would really like to do is have a recording studio. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, like, produce, mix, master for other people.
Yeah.
That would be the dream. Yeah. Well, the real dream would be just being a recording artist.
Yeah,
yeah. But, yeah, second plan.
Okay.
Plan B is to build a recording studio, ? Mm-hmm. Or just somehow get one. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, just, like, help people out. I don't want to have, like, a record label or something.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to... I don't know. I guess I could have one that's actually nice to people and lets them choose what they want, not do 360 deals.
Oh, my God. The thing is, unfortunately, I don't think, like 360 deals are going to be, like, the deal that's going to be, like, most common from now on.
Sure, because TikTok songwriters. I don't like considering myself a TikTok songwriter, but I think I might be.
The other thing is because... like, I feel like to even get, like, the form or the position that the label plays now for the artist, I feel like is a lot different than what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I feel like before, if you wanted, I mean, like, to even try and be an artist, you had to have a label behind you just to put you in front of people.
And,
like, to get you those connections. But, like, now, with, like, you know, the dawn of, like, social media and everything like that, like, the label, it's, like, you have to get to a certain point before they even will look at you. And it's, like, once you get to that point, is it even worth? Because the thing is, it's, like, you can be independent and be, like, as successful as being on a label. You just might be a lot smaller because you're keeping 100% of the pie. But, like...
Mm-hmm.
I also do understand, like, you know, like, because if you have a label behind you, I mean, that's a whole team of people that are really, like...
It's definitely, especially for promotional aspects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're losing, like, so much, like, I wouldn't even say, like, control-wise unless you get stuck in, like, a bad deal or something like that, but, like, as far as, like... monetarily, like, what you're getting, you're losing a lot, obviously. Like, you're probably losing, like, I don't know, 80-90% of...
I mean, it depends on what your deal is, but...
exactly. But...
they can really screw you over sometimes. Yeah. Read your contracts.
100%. And it's, like... they can kind of just take you to the next level. I feel like the point of a label is, like, most people go to a label to get big, and then they leave.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, like, finish your term.
Yeah, yeah, obviously, obviously. I mean, a lot of people have been breaking out of them recently, actually.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of... There's been, like, 5 artists recently that have dropped out of their record deals, like, and have gone independent, which is kind of cool to see.
That is kind of cool, yeah.
I've always thought... I don't know if you've ever thought of doing this. Have you ever thought of, like, actually, like, being the label yourself? Like, of having, like after you build a studio, like let's say you build a studio,
mm-hmm.
you're a recording artist, like, you're, like, have you ever thought, like, I want to help, like, other people also put their stuff out there, too?
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it, too. I really want to help people. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the main thing that I would like to do. I don't know how I would go about it, but that would be an option, sure.
Okay. Because I've always honestly thought about, like starting a label. And, like, the thing is, like, it's, like, you kind of become what you're, like, hating in a sense. Because, like, obviously, like, as a label, you kind of have to make money, which is, it's just an unfortunate, like.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. Thing, but, like, yeah.
I don't know.
Gotta make a living somehow.
Mm-hmm. That's the unfortunate scenario of, you know, the situation that we're in is. Like, there's a lot of opportunities, but you really just have to, like, get out there and, like, go after them, I feel like, you know?
Yes.
Being consistent, I think, like, on top, like, other than your artistry, like, I actually, they just had a clinic at my school of this one dude, his name's, like, Ruben Wan, and he said, like, your, like, professionalism to, like, musicianship percentage, like, depending on, like, how good you are or whatever, like, that, like, 55, or let's say you're, like, let's say there's 2 really good musicians that are, like, the same caliber, but, like, one is more professional, like, or, like, is, like, dedicated to doing it, like, that mm-hmm. more dedicated person is always going to get the call, so I think it's just, like, putting your all into what you're doing and making sure that, like, you know, you're not going to miss the opportunity when it arrives.
Right.
Yeah. Is there any, like, last minute things, little, that you wanted to talk about? Anything else that you wanted to plug?
Oh, dear. I think if you're thinking about being an artist,
mm-hmm.
just do it. Go yep. for it. What's the worst that can happen?
Exactly.
Like, seriously,
mm-hmm.
there's, if you don't blow up, well, you tried and you have something to show for it. You sure. make music. And if you can't afford to pay someone to mix or master your song, there's a lot of YouTube tutorials.
100%.
That is what I did.
Yep. Yep.
I'm like, I really want to do it all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like that too, just do it, and if it doesn't end up well, if it doesn't turn out well, you can just say, oh well,
yep.
and move on.
And, like, another thing that I want to add before, like, we leave everybody is, you don't have to be, like, a giant artist to be successful, like, at all.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people who you will you probably would never have even known about, but, like, they get, like, I mean, like, 200,000, 300,000 streams, which, I mean, that seems like a lot, but, like, really, if you, like, look at it, it's really not that much, but, like, you always have the opportunity to make that for yourself, so don't ever, like, sell yourself short and think that, like, I have to be, like, the next Beyonce to be able to make a living. Like, that's just not true, you know?
Right.
You can be... You know,
there's a lot of alternate streams of income.
Yeah, exactly.
For a recording artist, you mm-hmm. can play shows. You can be a studio musician if you want to. Yep. That's pretty fun.
Merch.
Mm-hmm.
Merch is a good one, honestly.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else, like, just getting out there and just, like, looking for what there is. Like, that's just the mm-hmm. best way, I think.
Yeah, just do it.
All right. Any last additional comments?
Oh, I think I'm good.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to DK After Dark. We will see you in the next time. And remember, keep paving your path. Peace out.